Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. Happy Saturday. Happy get ready to get your green on for Halloween at Goodwill. We are live at the Goodwill store on North First Avenue having so much fun that it's not even funny. And if you're listening to me from out of state, which I know I love that, you can see all the fun we had on Facebook because pictures are already up. I have been officially crowned the Queen of Green. All of the crowns were made with recycled materials, and we had 36 entries. And if you're anywhere near the Goodwill on North First Avenue, please stop by and come in and see all of the unbelievable creations that people submitted. It blew me away. And the winner, should we tell the winner? We have an in-studio guest, only in Goodwill guest. Michelle Heath is the director of special projects at Goodwill, right?
Yes.
Yes, and she's sitting right next to me, and I don't have my crown on. And later in the show, we're going to be talking about what I think a lot of people don't know about Goodwill. They think it's these great stores where you can go in, and all my friends that came today got great bargains, and it's about donating, but where does all that money go? And we're going to talk about that a lot on the show later on the show. I have a bunch of announcements, but if you are listening, turn your car wherever it is on the direction of North First Avenue and come and see these magnificent creations. Cindy Smith, number one. The judges came and voted. We had five judges, and they voted Cindy's crown number one. I can't describe it to you on the radio, but it is for the Queen of Green. Jody Caneo came in second. Her crown is absolutely cracks me up. It's adorable, and I think she might have gotten some of the materials at Goodwill.
Yes.
What do you think? And then number three was our friend Marilyn Day, who's from Spartan Promotional Products, and she came in third. And guess what she's got on my crown? Kermit. It is easy being green. Isn't that adorable?
That was great.
It was cute. She had a lot of clever ideas, so thank you. The People's Choice Award is going to be announced in about 15 minutes. Okay. I have a lot of announcements today. My Chapman car is right out front. I have a friend who's going over to Chapman today to test drive an Insight, and I say, go. You go, Hank, because it's 44 miles per gallon, and we like that, so that's a good, really, really good thing to do. And the Fairfax companies. I had lunch with my friend Jason yesterday, and it reminded me to tell all of you, now people are pruning bushes, they're cutting things back. Jason owns a waste management recycling company, and he turns every single bit of green waste that you bring him into recycled materials for compost or for selling for topsoil for different construction projects. So the Fairfax companies, always, you can find out anything you want to know at MrsGreensWorld.com. Okay, Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge. Take a deep breath. We have a winner. And the winner, her name is Golden Eagle Distributors, and a lot of you listeners know who that is. They're a wonderful organization here that delivers things like beer, and we don't mind that at all. And Kimberly Clements and her brother Chris have provided great leadership to promote their company and to do things green from the inside out. They are the number one. They won the Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge. Number two was Weston La Paloma. They're doing unbelievable green things in their hotel and for the community. Same with Golden Eagle. And number three was a surprise to me, Sam Levitt's Furniture. But we had 28 companies submit. And to see what these companies are doing for sustainability was unbelievable. They wrote beautiful, beautiful stories about what they're doing to be green from the inside out, okay? If you just tuned in, we're live at Goodwill on North First Avenue, and we'd love to see you come in and see the Queen of Green. Okay, this is the last week coming up Friday. We had Green Friday yesterday at Sullivan's. Next Friday, Green October with Jenny and Chris, our sister station, 92.9 The Mountain. They're giving away a car. And so you can register for the car. You can listen to them in the mornings. You can hear Mrs. Green on 92.9 on Tuesdays for Green Tuesdays. So we would love you to come out to see us next Friday. It's Bare Naked Ladies, right? Yeah.
It's going to be huge, so get there early.
It's going to be huge.
It's worth getting
getting there early, because the breakfast is always fantastic.
The breakfast was so good. It's so a free breakfast, and it's going to be at North. And we're going to have a full Mrs. Green team there so we can get people engaged in Mrs. Green's community. So it's going to be fun. I was calling them bare pink naked ladies, but they're not. They're just bare naked ladies, right? I got that down finally.
It's a four-man group. So.
It's a four-man. We don't even want to go there. Okay. If you are listening and you are anywhere near the Foothills Mall, there's the Tucson Clean and Beautiful Northwest Side Community Electronics Recycling Event. It's not too late. They take everything, TVs, computers, monitors, printers, all peripheral items like printer cartridges. Dave's throwing green M&Ms at me. I don't think that's really in the plan. So here, let me have one. Okay, these are really important days in our community to get things out of the landfill. Tucson Clean and Beautiful takes community electronics and makes really good things happen with them. If you do take a television, you have to pay them a fee of $10 and $5 for computer monitors. So I'm not sure why that is, but I love them, so it's okay. And then there's one that interested me that I wanted to announce that I forgot about. It's called Coats for Cubs, and they, starting November 13th through Earth Day on Friday, April 22nd, so it's a really long drive, bring your real fur apparel, if you have any. I, of course, miss the whole fur thing, including trims, accessories, and shearling, don't even know what that is, to Buffalo Exchange, and let them know that it's a donation for Coats for Cubs. Now, I did know this. What they use it for is the Humane Society, and they use it for bedding for injured and orphaned wildlife. And since 2006, Buffalo Exchange has collected 5,256 furs. Like, how do they track that? That's what I want to know. It's like, how do you know that's how many? But they do. So if you have that, please, please, Buffalo Exchange is an official endorser. And literally, if not, the wildlife has to lay on either concrete or wood or something really cold. And this is, to me, so worth getting on Mrs. Green's World News. Always, if you're driving and you say, no, what was that she said? Email me, Gina at Mrs. Green's World, or info at mrsgreensworld.com, and you can find out everything I talked about on this radio show. Plus, it's all being recorded, and we can rebroadcast it. So it's wonderful to have to do that. Elastec, this is another one that I talk about. They are a sponsor of mine. My husband, Mr. Green, talks about solar tech. It's a premium roof coating for foam, flat or low slope roofs. And you want to do it now in the fall to put it on your roofs so that when this hot summer comes back just around the corner, you can be ready and you coat your roof. It really increases the life of your roof. It'll make your roof live longer. So start saving. There's a $10 off at the Solar Tech Extreme, and those are at all the Ace Hardwares. So you can either go into their store, they have one store on Palo Verde, or go and take part of their super sale. But I highly recommend it. It's what we use for our roof, cross my heart. So it's at participating Ace Hardware stores. For more information, you can check out their website at elastec.com. So if you just tuned in, you're late, and we want you to hear what we're doing at Goodwill Industries store, the Goodwill of Southern Arizona, on North First Avenue. We have crowned the Queen of Green, and we're going to be interviewing Michelle Heath, who's the Director of Special Projects, to tell you so many things you didn't know about Goodwill. Stay tuned. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST, where we are live from Goodwill Industries Store on North First Avenue on the west side of the street. We have crowned the Queen of Green. That be me. I have my Halloween costume on. The staff are in Halloween costumes. We're giving away candy with high fructose corn syrup because it's Halloween, okay? We don't care. No organic apples on Halloween. They're forbidden. And we have Cindy Smith was the number one. The judges came and voted, and she won, and she is from a Goodwill store, Michelle.
Yes.
Michelle Heath is the Director of Special Projects, so we want to talk about that. Barry Herr who is the Green Realtor, won the People's Choice Award. And if you're out driving, you not only want to see all of the crowns, Barry's crown is all made out of keys that probably he stole from people's houses when he was a realtor. But he won first prize for the People's Choice Award. So come and see his crown. It's all made out of keys, literally, that you put in your door. You go, Barry. I can't say you go, girl. Okay, Michelle, I think that people don't really understand all the things that Goodwill does. And I think I was one of them. I thought it was a great store, you know, provides employment for people. We have been donating to Goodwill from forever, and OPS, shopping at Goodwill.
Yes.
Well, when I get to be friends with Suzanne Lauder, the executive director, and we started talking about it, just start a little bit. You have programs that we won't have time to talk about all of them. But let's start with what your job is as director of special projects, besides helping save my life for the Queen contest.
First of all, can you believe the amount of crowns we had today?
I can't believe it. 36 crowns. And the creativity. And some of them blinked. They lit up. I loved it. I'm very, very, I would say, exuberant today.
Yes.
And my niece Megan did one made out of a Frisbee with little Scrabble letters that said Queen. Family, friends, Goodwill people.
We had Goodwill employees that just stepped up and put their creative hats on and made crowns. Much more creative than I could ever think of being.
Ever. I could not submit. And Cindy's crown, for those of you that can't come and want to see what kind of visual, she made it. Every single thing is out of recycled material, and she wrote down plastic placemats and little pop beads and materials from her home. It's very, very cool. And, of course, the whole purpose is to not only shop at Goodwill to green your Halloween. There's no packaging, no waste.
Right.
You're recycling. Bring your donations when you're coming.
Yes, we are always looking for donations. Aside from our 10 stores, we have 13 other donation sites throughout the city that are accepting donations. We accept large items, so we have a donation pickup number that people can call. Always accepting donations, looking for those donations.
And there's everything here. And I'm not kidding. Almost every one of my friends that came here today looked around and bought stuff. And it's like you can't help it. You start shopping, right? So let's talk about the money that is raised in these stores. Doesn't go to just keep the stores going.
No.
It promotes and supports unbelievable projects.
Yeah. Our mission is to provide training and services for those people with disabilities and barriers for employment. And what that includes is, first of all, we have job placement services. Here at First Avenue store, we have an office. People need looking for a job. They can come in. We have job listings. People can help them apply for jobs online. So many people now, places, you have to apply online.
And that's the only way you can apply for a lot of places now.
So people who aren't comfortable with computer, they can come in, get help doing that. Resume, they can help them with a resume interviewing and help them. I mean, we have two locations, like I said, here at our First Avenue store and our Midvale store. They can go in and get help finding a job.
Now, where is the job center here?
Right behind the store.
Okay, so it's farther west when you come into the store.
Yeah, the office is in the back towards the parking lot.
And is the service free?
Yes. Free to the public.
So people come in these challenging economic times, what a great service. So
yes.
You tell them how to apply online, teach them on the computer.
They have contacts in the community, so they're always having the most updated job listings.
And resume writing is horrible. I hope I never have to write another resume. I'm just going to put the Queen of Green.
Right.
Call me.
Right.
I know. It's like great. So that's great. And who does the teaching? Like, are there special qualifications?
We have job coaches there that just work with, one-on-one with the employees. If you can ever take a tour, go into one. You see all the computer set up. So it's really great service for people.
Which is a perfect segue, because I did take a tour of one of your facilities, and it blew me away. So let's just segue to the books. I had no idea that there was a way. I don't remember the name of the computer program, but when you donate your books to Goodwill, tell them what the process is and what happens for selling them, reselling them.
Oh, reselling. Well, we do, aside from in our stores, we have our little book areas, and so they'll go through and donate the books, but we also have books online. Amazon is one of the places where we sell our books online, and at our Silver Lake location, our clients are going through and scanning the books, and if a green light comes on, it gets listed. If it, you know, red light, then it goes into another container.
And the reason a green light will go on, because I did take a tour and I was being a very good listener that day, a green light will go on because Amazon will tell you if there is a market for the book,
right,
if it's not saturated. Because some of the books of, you know, maybe like Tony Hillerman, there might be a million of them listed on Amazon, so
right,
there's no point. So that gets a red light. Even though it's a great book, then it'll come to the store. But you've had books that, and then they tell you the price.
Right.
Suggested price in this program.
And what is so great about that, that's at our sheltered work center. These are people we're training to do a job who
otherwise would not be employed.
Yeah.
Really, really challenged.
Yes.
In many ways.
And they're, I mean, amazing. They're working throughout the day, scanning books. And
they're happy.
Yeah.
I'm not, I mean, you could tell.
There's a story I remember just how we learned from them is we scan the back of the book, that ISBN barcode.
Right, right.
And sometimes the retail sticker will be on there. And I remember this story is, was like, oh, well, we got to take time to take the sticker off. And one of our participants just suggested, well, why don't we scan the barcode inside?
I love it. I love it. And then you don't ever have to worry about
right,
that. I know. And I saw them doing it. And the more books that you sell on Amazon, the more the money comes right back to the program.
Yes, for those our job centers, we also have a mentoring program, Good Guides, that mentor youth.
And so, do you need mentors?
Yes.
Always need mentors.
Yes.
Now, I have to tell you this about mentoring. I am a mentor, and I have a little girl. I'll call her a little girl till she's 50, okay? And she, I started mentoring her when she was in the fifth grade. Her name is Erica, and she called me 2 days ago. I've never cried on the radio. I'm not going to start doing it now, but you can't see me. And she was accepted into the University of Arizona, and I was the first phone call. My husband and I, my whole family loves her, and we're taking her out to dinner tonight. So being a mentor, other than being a mom and a grandmom, is the single most rewarding thing outside of family that I've ever done.
Knowing that you're touching someone's life.
Oh, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And we still continue to have so much fun.
So we're looking for mentors. These youth are 12 to 18 years old. So, you know, crucial years of their life.
And what I say about, I really do know a lot about mentoring because I helped start one through Rotary. It's just about showing up. And some people are nervous, and what will we talk about? Well, after the first meeting, you don't have to worry.
Right.
They just want you to show up. Mm-hmm. Erica and I went shopping for Halloween stuff. Some of the mentors I know just stayed at school and read, and the kids were waiting for them even through high school. We started with third grade, and up and through Pueblo High School, they'd be around the front just waiting for their mentor to show up. So it's really a significant part of a young person's life to have a meaningful adult and a relationship with them. So how would someone, if they want to be a mentor, what's the easiest way for them to contact Goodwill?
They would probably contact our corporate office, and it's actually, I have our donation line. So I will have to get that number.
I know if you go, I have an answer too.
Okay.
I really did my homework. If you go on to the Goodwill website and it says programs and services, at the bottom, there's all of the programs are outlined, which we're going to talk about some more. Good Guides, right? This is the Good Guides
good
one.
Guides.
And it says click here for more details. And it's juvenile justice system kids, which they really, it's so great. They just need something.
They need someone
in their
life.
So money from the stores helps to train the mentors and provide that program. Now, I have a funny one for you. If somebody didn't have a computer but wanted to be a mentor, could they go into your store, your training store, your staffing store, and click online? Or do you not promote that kind of computer use? Isn't that a good one? Not to put you in the spot there. That's not fair.
So I'm sure we would help them.
There's a way. But there's a way if they want to do it. I'm sure when it says click here for more details, which I don't have that computer in front of me, there's a phone number to call. And people will help and train you. And all I can say to people is don't be afraid. So that's another really good program that Goodwill promotes. Okay, in case you missed it, is it A Book of My Own? That's another program you have.
Yeah, we
books.
Partner with Book My Own and the Reading Seed. So our children's books, we donate to them.
Reading Seed is another great mentoring program that started after ours was called Building the Future. Mm-hmm. And it's a book they provide gently used. Don't you love that? I love that. That means don't give them if they're real beaten up and the dog ate it. okay, because that's what happens to homework. But they provide gently used books to low-income children as part of the Tucson Rotary Club's Reading Seed program. And I don't have the data, but you've provided thousands. How many hundreds of books?
We have provided over 2,000 books.
2,000 books. Yeah. I mean, you go into some people's homes, and it would be a choice many times between milk and bread and cheese or a book.
Right.
So you're getting books to kids that love to read.
We partner with the Reading Seed, and then they are out in the public passing these books out. So they're a great partner of ours.
And a lot of people today that came in, friends of mine, Dave, were looking at all the books. Unbelievably great book collection.
I was looking at quite a few books.
And it's just
quite a few very, very, very inexpensive good books.
That's right. And they're you can hardly tell that they're gently used. And, you know, I'm not just saying this. My husband and I have shopped at Goodwill from forever because it does have good books. Why would you buy a new book? We go to Bookman's. We go to Goodwill because you don't need to buy a new book pretty much ever. You can go in and shop. And like I said, when you're shopping, I'm going to say this a lot during the show, bring your donations because they support good programs like A Book of My Own for low-income families. They support the I Love Goodwill Good Guides. Is that a national program or did you think that up?
No. That's the Goodwill International.
Love that.
Starts with them.
Love that. Love that. So there are 10 stores.
Yes.
All over Tucson, and you can find one. Save your stuff. Bring it in. We crown the Queen of Green. In case you just tuned in, you just got in your car, and of course, turn on Mrs. Green. Cindy Smith was the number one winner. Jody Caneo was number two, and Marilyn Day was number three, and the People's Choice Award, our very own Green Realtor, Barry Day, he's here glowing. He's got a green shirt, a Mrs. Green bag. You know, they kind of match, Barry. So come on over, and if you're coming over and have those bags in the garage, put them in and bring your donations here. We are listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST, our guest, in-store guest, instead of in-studio, Michelle Heath, Director of Special Programs from Goodwill Industries in Southern Arizona. We'll be right back.
News Talk 790, KNST.
It is indeed News Talk 790 KNST. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. We are live at the Goodwill store on North First Avenue. We have crowned the Queen of Green. That'd be me. There are lots of family shopping for Halloween costumes. The whole purpose of this and in partnering with Goodwill is to reduce, reuse, and recycle, and you do that on so many levels.
Yes.
Michelle
That's
Heath,
what our store's about.
It is, and the whole Goodwill concept. Michelle Heath is the Director of Special Projects, which seems to me would be a catch-all, and you probably get to do a lot of interesting things.
Yes, I do.
Like work with Mrs. Green to have the Mrs. Green Crown Contest.
It's an interesting job. I love it. Primarily, I work with the stores. Helping them merchandise or opening up
the
stores.
What does that mean when you say helping them merchandise?
That's we want to make it easy for our customers to shop. So just you talked about the book section earlier. In our books, we want to merchandise it. So cookbooks are together. So going through and working with them on the merchandising or the clothing sizing.
And for me, who has severe adult attention deficit, if that doesn't happen, I can't go in the store, whether it's a Goodwill or a Dillard's. If it's not done right, I start going, I have too many choices, and I'm, hyper-focusing.
Right.
So that's really important. Is that what your background is in? Because that's a merchandising background.
I've been merchandising retail of my life, starting in high school.
And it matters where, like when I walked in to look at the crowns, the first thing I noticed, I decorate almost as much for Halloween as I do for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I decorate. I put it out, and my wonderful sister-in-law makes it all happen. Wonderful Halloween decorations.
We save our Halloween throughout the year, so after the Halloween season's over, everything that comes in, we'll price it, and then we'll store it for the following Halloween season.
Really?
Yes.
So that's really saving it. You don't get rid of it. What do you get things that you can't put out? You have to. I mean, I've seen at yard sales things that people are selling, and I'm like, this is a half of a candlestick. Why are they selling this for a dollar?
Everything we look through, even the things that we don't sell in the store, if it doesn't make hair, we're not done with it yet. We go through, then it goes to our outlet on Campbell and Irvington, and there we sell by the pound, $1.29 per pound.
You are kidding.
Textiles, $1.29 per pound. The hard goods, the first 2 pounds are $1.29. Everything after that is 30 cents per pound. So those are the things we don't sell in our store. But after the
after that,
we're still not done with it. Then it goes to our auction, and Mondays and Thursdays we have an auction, and so they auction it off. And things that are left there, we're still not done. We have an auction manager and salvage manager that work to have salvage buyers, metal, cardboard. So we're it's keeping out of the landfill. Like just last year, over 19 million kept out of the landfill by donating.
19 million pounds out of landfill.
Yeah.
Is everybody listening? I had no idea.
Yes.
So if you're bringing your goods to Goodwill, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, we're not
There's
done
a
with
use
it when
for
it's...
it ever.
Yes.
Ever. So it goes down to, it's like cradle to cradle. Isn't that great?
Yes. I mean, there's metal salvage. She works, she has a person who she's working with for shoes, for books. So it's not done. We're finding other uses for it.
And I want to go back, as crazy as it may sound, to the crown contest because I looked at every single crown very carefully. I'm thrilled. I'm touched. It's a wonderful sense of community. Schools participated, friends of Mrs. Green, people that read about it on the website. Creative people have a use for everything. So Goodwill does the same thing. Some of these crowns that won or did not win, I loved every single crown.
Right.
Like I said, my niece Megan put it from a frisbee and cut out the middle and put little tiles on it from Scrabble, so I'm not going to play with her because those will be missing, and put buttons on it. My friend Bonnie's crown, my friend Susan, they're all creators of things that I don't see, and it's all reused recycled material.
Our e-collectibles department used the lampshades.
That, oh my gosh, people, if you're driving around to North First Avenue, it's worth it to come and see me in this thing. Everybody gets a lampshade on their head eventually. It's about, what, 2 feet tall, Dave?
Taller.
Someone said it was bigger than I am. I'm pretty short, but it's such a creation, and they got those things in their stores.
Yes, I mean, as I was, we were telling people who participated for Goodwill, you work in the best place to use it. I mean, I had someone give me the idea, so I used mine at a Monopoly, so.
I love that
Monopoly game you probably wouldn't want to use because some money's missing.
That's right, and I can't buy Park Place, which is what everybody wants to buy. So, okay, even at Goodwill, you can bring your dog, a cute little a French poodle just walked in with the owner. We have Marilyn Day, who is a winner from Spartan Promotional Products. She won third prize by the judges, and I did not get to influence the judges. They had ballots. You saw it. Her crown has Kermit on it. People laughed out loud at hers. It was so clever. All these little tiny, like, compost bins and recycling bins. It was incredibly clever.
Yes.
And she got some of the materials at yard sales. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. So from Goodwill, your donation comes in. It's merchandised.
Yes.
It's sorted. Then it goes to the by the pound.
Yes.
To the center where you can buy them.
Irvington.
Irvington. I love
Irvington
that.
Irvington and Campbell. Buy $1.29 per pound.
That's unbelievable to me in terms of a service to low income and what you can do with that. Because it's not just clothing. You can make blankets out of it. I'm sure there are so many things that you can do. Now, when the clothes come in, do you have to wash them or dry clean them? What do you have to do?
We don't wash them.
Okay, so you want people to bring them in.
But we go through and we do sort in the back. So we sort out, you know, but even the stuff that we don't sell here in the store, maybe have a little extra stains, still use them because they still go to the outlet.
By the pound.
Mm-hmm.
And then there, all of the other things are sent somewhere else. There's a use for everything.
Yes.
And the worst place it can go is the landfill.
Right.
You know, in researching this, people throw their clothes in the garbage. How could you do that? It never occurred to me. I wasn't raised that way.
I've always donated.
Always donated. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom and dad, we were not raised to throw anything away. I mean, that's probably where Mrs. Green was born.
I always have a shopping bag, one of those, in my closet. I always keep one there, so.
We have bags at different places around the house. And my husband reads a lot more than I do, the paperbacks, reading green things about what's happening in the world of green and researching solar and what's a photovoltaic and that kind of thing. But he would never think of throwing a book in the garbage.
Right.
That is just, to me, like it's horrific.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring your things to Goodwill, and they're the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
I think that's a wonderful name for it. I really do.
And like we were talking about with my job, it's now helping, we're making it easier for people to find things in our store, our textile or our clothing, sized. We want to size it, colorize it within the size. Our hard goods, we group things together. You can go down the kitchen aisle and hopefully find what you're looking for.
And I'm telling you, I hope my friend Scott puts his shirt that he got here today on the on his Legendary World website, because I always tease him that he's a legend in his own mind. When he puts that shirt on, everybody's going to know he really is a legend. It's a very cute shirt. But there's finds here. There's treasures. Mm-hmm. My friend Karen, who was here from Rotary, said she looks for, she's a collector. So she comes. There's hidden treasures. There's things that you find, and then you're on Antique Roadshow at Tucson Community Center, and you got it at Goodwill.
We have
so
some great regular customers that we see here.
And they're coming
weekly,
in canvassing
daily.
The store. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that. So the program, I want to talk about a little more, because I think we kind of glossed over it. When I went into the Silver Bell facility, we're talking about people with severe disabilities,
yes.
Down syndrome, and other things that they would be alone, not working, and now they're part of a community, and they're working, being productive, smiling, having fun, and getting out and earning money.
Yes. They have a barrier to employment, but we're working with them and training them how to do a job, jobs that we take for granted.
And but so, there was another one, too, that I think we really should mention, because I don't think people know about this. I would call it fulfillment. So if you own a pizza store and you want your boxes assembled, then you hire people.
And that's we're training them to do a job. Again, that's a job maybe that some people take for granted, but it's a way to teach someone how to do a job. They're the ones scanning the books.
Scanning the books. A simple procedure.
Stuffing envelopes.
Stuffing envelopes. So if someone had a big mailing job to do, can they contact you for that? See, that those are things that I don't think people know. They think it's the good. I'm going to take it to the Goodwill store. But there are other things for businesses. Because I was walking through there, and I said, what are they doing? And they were putting together pizza boxes for a pizza delivery company, you know, a pizza store that delivers, and putting together boxes. So think about Goodwill for that. And, again, you're employing someone. This is like not government fixing things. This is employment and making it happen.
All through donation.
All through donations.
That's how it turns out, and it turns into helping people learn a job.
Well, I want to ask you, because there has not been 30 seconds that people have not come through this door this morning since I got here. Is this one of your busiest stores? How do you measure? Is it just on revenue or traffic? This is a busy store.
We keep track of revenue and also number of customers.
Okay.
So
how do you keep track of number that go through the cash register?
Yeah.
Okay, so you count them, because it was really very, very, very busy today, nonstop. Not everybody was looking for Halloween.
Right.
Some of the younger people that came in, that we talked to them and said, will you vote for the People's Choice Award? Because I'm greening your Halloween. Here I am, dressed up in bright green. Believe me, it's like I don't want to stand out in the sun. And they were saying, oh, yeah, I'm here to finish my Halloween shopping. So that's the whole message. And do you think that, like I wrote about this on my Facebook page, that it really does make it more of a family thing than just going in a store, picking out a costume, and writing a check? Creative.
It is. And, you know, to our stores, we were just showing our managers and people in the stores how fun it is to create a costume. I would go online and show, here's the stuff.
Or a crown.
Here's what we could find in our stores to create a costume. You know, we've had events where we had store managers that brought in a costume that they put together to show us. And it's also to show that we have so much stuff here. Really, you can probably do a Halloween costume 365 days a year here at Goodwill.
I think so, and make it really fun. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been doing this job?
Altogether, a little over 7 years between two Goodwills.
See, I love that, because I want to ask you, what was the most hidden treasure you ever found, or something that came in the door and you went, are you kidding? Wow. I mean, there's some great furniture back there.
Yeah.
Absolutely great furniture that somebody may be moving and called. Mm-hmm. It's in perfect shape. So do you remember any aha moment? Like, did you ever get, like, a 3-carat diamond or anything like that?
We've always gotten jewelry, yeah. Paintings.
Paintings.
You know, and it's also been a learning experience for me, because, you know, artwork.
Artwork.
It's always a fun thing
that you can
about.
Find. Mm-hmm. When you say you have regulars, what are they looking for? Do you know? some of the things that they look for? I think that interests people.
They look for jewelry, clothing, look, everything.
There's yeah. Okay, everybody, depending upon what they're doing,
yeah,
they might
both.
Be going and reselling it. It's okay. News Talk 790 KNST.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. We are live at a remote location, not a remote desert island. We're just on North First Avenue. We have crowned the Queen of Green. That be me. The whole message is to get your costumes at Goodwill. Get them at any resale store. We support the whole idea of reduce, reuse, recycle. We have Michelle, I had no idea. Michelle Heath is the director of special projects at Goodwill, and I'm learning things today, and I thought I knew a lot about Goodwill, but it's cradle to cradle here. It starts out at Goodwill, and it stays, and they find a use for it, or they sell it, or they do it to a they go to other recycling, metal, whatever it is, they do it. So please, people, don't throw anything away. Bring it to Goodwill, and they will find a good use for it. Now, on the break, I found out about another great program that they have, and it's called ShopGoodwill.com, and it's like eBay for Goodwill. So tell us about that. I'm glad to learn that, too.
The site is just what you said, ShopGoodwill.com. And we use it, things that we'll sell. We sell online.
So like a higher-priced
yes,
item or a specialty item,
yes.
You bid for it, like on eBay.
Yes,
you
bid for it.
Okay.
It's on listed for a week, and we have someone doing that Monday through Friday all day long, taking pictures and then posting it online. That's where some of the most amazing stuff will when we first started this, we've been doing it about maybe a year and a half we've been on this. It's all Goodwills can participate
in
this.
In the whole country?
Yes.
Okay.
And I know, like, we sold a Jacqueline Kennedy head vase, $350.
Are you kidding? Like, mm-hmm. Here in Tucson?
Yes. That was from Miss Tucson.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. I love it. So it went a bidding
yes.
war for Jacqueline Kennedy's head vase.
A little head vase.
I love it. I love it. Okay.
So it's that has been amazing. You know, artwork anywhere from – you know, $100 can be up to $1,000. We just sold, I think, David Lee Williams. There was some artwork that we
and
just
who has the eye for that? Is that part of what you're looking at? Are there store managers?
Store managers.
That see?
People are pricing. You know, it's like we teach them when you're out and about, look at prices, and they do it. You know, that little odd little thing, the unique thing that we want to try to send and get more of it, you know, it's Shop Goodwill. Different people, you know, have the ability to bid on it. And
right. And one of our judges was Terry D. from the Habba Store, and I know that he donates. He brings things to Goodwill that they bring into the Habba Store that they don't use because of the kind of
uh-huh.
things that they collect. They don't sell clothing or anything like
right.
that. And he said they get whole boxes of boxes. They'll get boxes that people will think they're just bringing, you know, the old toilet seat covers or mm-hmm. tiles, and they're boxes that maybe someone dumped things in that the husband didn't know was going out of the house, like a Lute Olson basketball with a signature on it. So that would be a perfect thing for Shop Goodwill.
Yes.
Right?
Anything
I love that.
Autographed, yes.
I love it.
Send there.
ShopGoodwill.com. Now, I'm not is it – when you go on to that, would it be a Tucson-specific site?
You go to ShopGoodwill.com,
right.
And then you can search, and there's a drop-down menu, and it lists all the Goodwill. So you can go in and click on Tucson.
But if you wanted to go to one in Missouri, for example, and there was something there and you bid on it, would they ship it to you?
Yes.
So that's amazing.
Yes.
So you get to go to the greatest Goodwills all over the country and find out what the cream is, the creme de la creme, right?
Yes.
Okay, and everybody, if you just tuned in, this is Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. They have programs that if you're looking for a job, the Job Opportunity Center, where they will teach you computer skills and they will teach you how to do your resume, interviewing skills, and looking for a job. It's not any fun. They have a sheltered work center for people with severe disabilities that come and train and do my book program. The book program, I couldn't believe it, where they sell books on Amazon.com. The career development services for Goodwill employees. Do you know about that? Do that one-on-one assistance with developing a career plan within Goodwill?
Yeah. I mean, we want our employees to do the best they can, whatever that is. So we have, a resource for them that they can,
keep going a career path.
GED assistance we have, that program
that's
available.
That's great. And you have, I think, close to 300 employees in Southern Arizona. Did anybody know that? Almost 300 employees for Goodwill? I mean, so they're a major employer.
Right.
Huge. And didn't Suzanne win a national award?
Yes, she
did. We have to talk about
the
that
King
because
award.
It's outstanding. Goodwill of Southern Arizona. She is amazing. She's our friend, and we can say that.
Talk about setting the example.
Yes, she is. And she started out not knowing how big her job was going to be, and now she is the chairman, president, CEO, I don't know what you call it,
and
a nonprofit.
She's always looking to grow, and so much for the community.
And find programs that she can bring here. And what was the award?
The King Award.
The King?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should call Goodwill and have it be called the Queen Award. What are you thinking about that? I'm not sure. Okay, whatever it is, it was number one in the country.
Yeah.
And it was
wonderful. Was on a billboard for a while.
Oh, my gosh. I love
saying
it.
Congratulations.
Something to be proud of. And I think as it's all connected. You would not have gotten the number of crowns if this wasn't a fun place to work, I mean Goodwill in general, because there were so many submissions from the stores who got on board to support the Goodwill community. And they came, a lot of the employees came, managers, store managers came and said, that's
nice
mine.
We had a turnout this morning.
We had a great turnout.
All week
this
I was
morning.
Getting phone calls from stores. I have a crown, or I have a question about a crown. Can you come pick up my crown?
I know. There's one here that has a cell phone on it. Now, you talk about clever. And it's a used cell phone, not in the landfill. Now it's on a crown, and it says Goodwill Inc. on it.
Yes.
That's pretty clever.
That was from our Kolb store. Yeah.
Kolb store, and it had batteries because the things that people thought about blew me away. So we're live at the Goodwill store on North First Avenue. Still not too late to come in and see the many, many of the crowns. Some people took theirs with them. Terry D. had 3 from the Habba store. So we don't have a lot of time left because time flies when you're having fun. What else that we haven't talked about? We talked about the Job Opportunity Center, the one-stop career centers. And in that, I want to really tell people that they do case management, employer outreach, computer training, employability skills training, resume development. So it's one-stop shopping for people that are shopping for jobs.
Yes.
And do different employers send you their job announcements?
Yes, they
That's
have.
Great.
Like last year, our job connections served over 9,000 people. And just to think, to be able to go in and get one-on-one help, I mean, going in and being able to say, you know what, I'm not comfortable with a computer.
Right. I hate to write resumes.
Yeah. And so someone will sit there with them and help them apply online, get their resume.
Right.
So,
up on my website, one of the things that started me on this journey was a woman that stayed in the redwoods, stayed up in the trees so to protest them being cut down. I mean, the redwoods, hello. And I heard her on an interview. And she said, she was talking about someone that had a coffee cup from a well-known national coffee chain. And she said, what are you going to do with that cup? And he said, I'm going to throw it away. And she said, there is no more away. And that's what we're faced with in this country.
Right.
And I have that on my website. Don't throw it away. There is no more away. And I talked about Jason Tankersley from the Fairfax companies. He sees everything with an ability to recycle it into something. He looks at landfills that are owned by the city that are covered up and there's methane coming out. He wants to mine the landfills and get the copper and get the precious metals and get the aluminum and the steel because we didn't think of that 20 years ago. Just throw it in the landfill, cover it over, and then it'll be fine. Well, now people would like that copper because it's so expensive. They'd like those metals. So Goodwill is the ultimate in recycling. Bring your things here because my husband says there's an app for that. Well, there's an app for everything you bring into Goodwill.
And you can go online and find the closest donation center to your area.
They're all over the city.
Aside from any store takes donations, and then we have 13 other donation sites throughout the city.
And do you move things from store to store? You say, that would go better at the Kolb store?
Sometimes it's donated, it stays in that store.
It stays in that store.
So it stays
okay.
in the community in that area. And so it sells through there and then just goes through that chain of command.
The whole chain of command. I love it. It's really great. So this was a really, really, really fun day. We crowned the Queen of Green. I now have a crown. I can sleep nights. It's about the message of greening your Halloween. There's no reason to buy a new costume. You even have witch's hats that are look like they're new. They were probably donated by a store that closed or something.
The costumes that we have, I mean, we save throughout the year.
Throughout the year, and then Halloween is a big shopping time. There are new costumes. There are used costumes. There are create-your-own costumes. I just love it. So this was Michelle Heath, the director of Special Projects. Thank you so much for helping me on the show with the crowd contest. It's been a fun couple of weeks. News Talk 790 KNST, Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. Please visit our website at mrsgreensworld.com. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks, everybody who helped me. Caitlin standing here. You guys all rock, and get your green on this weekend. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST. All about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST.